The first lesson to our future leaders is to be aware of one element of new spin, that if you repeat something long enough, it will become true. In pressing their case, oil and gas interests said that drilling would not result in oil bubbling up to pollute the Great Lakes. As a result, they repeated, drilling was, quote, safe. They failed to listen, however, to citizens troubled by something very different, oil and toxic hydrogen sulfide leaks on land that could put human health and fragile coasts at risk. Given the small amount of oil and gas below the lakes, citizens said drilling wasn't worth it. So we get to lesson number one. Our future leaders should define public safety and environmental health broadly, not so narrowly that they gloss over legitimate concerns. Lesson number two. The debate was as much about the need for states to be credible leaders in natural resource protection as it was about drilling itself. The Lake Michigan Federation looked at 30 active wells in Michigan and found that 8 of them had in fact contaminated water supplies. According to the same research, state oversight continues to fail in the cleanup of any of those sites. In the drilling debate, citizens believe that without responsive agency action, the only way to prevent similar damage from shoreline drilling was to prohibit the practice in the first place. Congress responded to citizens' concerns over the summer by suspending new drilling for 2 years. Candidates can take away from this that if states don't want Congress stepping on their toes, they need to do a credible job themselves of protecting the Great Lakes. Last, pro-drilling interests argued that other serious challenges besides drilling deserve more attention. While concerned citizens believe that a drilling ban was the best way to prevent new shoreline damage, advocates also agree that a number of other important threats need to be addressed. The third moral of the story is that people's interest in protecting the Great Lakes environment from drilling is the beginning, not the end. It's time to move on to other pressing threats, such as harmful water diversions in an increasingly thirsty world. We need to prevent future invasions of foreign pest species like the zebra mussel that throw the multi-billion-dollar Great Lakes fishery out of whack. With women of childbearing age and other sensitive populations unable to eat certain fish because of contamination, it's time to eliminate cancer-causing and other pollution once and for all. And it's time to restore fish and wildlife habitat, including the region's precious wetlands, forests, and sand dunes. Voters love the Great Lakes. Because of that, whoever commits first in upcoming elections to protect them wins.